of the sky. We lift you high. We lift you high. Hands up, hearts open, wide as we cry. Lord, we lift your name high. Hands up, hearts open, wide as the sky. We lift you high. We lift you high. Hands up, hearts open, wide as we cry. God, we lift your name high. Let all the other names fade away. Let all the other names fade away. Until there's only you, let all the other names fade away. Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place. Let all the other names fade away. Let all the other names fade away. Until there's only you, let all the other names fade away. Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place. Hands up, hearts open, wide as the sky. We lift you high. We lift you high. Hands up, hearts open, wide as we cry. Lord, we lift your name high. Hands up, hearts open, wide as we cry. We lift you high. We lift you high. Hands up, hearts open, wide as we cry. Lord, we lift your name high. Let all the other names fade away. Let all the other names fade away. Until there's only you, let all the other names fade away. Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place. Let all the other names fade away. Yes. Let all the other names fade away. Until there's only you, let all the other names fade away. Jesus, take your place. 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 We lift you high. 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 Let all the other names fade away. Let all the other names fade away. Until there's only you, Let all the other names fade away. Jesus, take your place. 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 Lift him up. Lift him up till he speaks from eternity. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. So lift him up, let's lift him up till he speaks from eternity. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Well, the world is hungry for the living bread. Lift the Savior up for them to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Let's lift him up, just lift him up, till he speaks from eternity. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. We lift you high, we lift you high, we lift you high, we lift you high.
Hallelujah.
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 Reader, are you there?
Glory to his holy name. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Mr. Sharon. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah is the highest praise. God, we lift you up this morning. Yes, because you are worthy. We lift you up because you are faithful. We lift you up because you are holy. We lift you up because you are amazing. We lift you up, God, because you are healer. We lift you up because you are our deliverer. We lift you up because you are our way maker. We lift you up because you are all in all. So God, this morning, we come humbly before the throne here on the Master's Call, God, saying, have your way in us, oh God. Show us, God, so that we can go out and be the light to the world, Father. Show us, God, so that we can speak words of faith and words of encouragement to those that we come encounter with, God. Show us, God, so that we can be who you created us to be, the fearful and wonderfully made masterpieces that we are, God. We are victorious, God. And so today we walk in victory, God. We walk in triumph, Father. We decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We lift up Dr. PK to you right now, oh God. Have your way in her. We speak total and complete healing from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, oh God. We lift up Dr. Vanessa to you, oh God. Fill her up until she overflows, oh God. We lift up artist life to you right now, God. We pray that everything will continue according to your alignment, oh God. We lift up the Diaz de Leon family to you right now, God. We ask that you would have your way in each of them this morning, oh God. We lift up everyone who has dialed into this, the Master's Call, God. I pray that their ears, their hearts, their eyes will be open to hear what you say today, God. I decree and declare no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God, you have that thing handled. So we move ourselves out of the way and let you be God. I ask that you would bless the speaker who would come forth this morning, God, that you would allow them to go to decrease as you increase in them, Father, that the word and the message that you have prepared will go forth uncontaminated, unhindered, in the name of Jesus, and we'll be forever grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and all of the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Prophet Kai, loud and clear. Take the baton.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for doing double duty, my beautiful sister, Minister Tiffany, for setting the atmosphere and ushering us in praise, as well as hosting with such Jesus joy at Old Dark 30 in the morning. I say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Prophet Kai, and I reside in the great city of San Antonio, Texas, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdom's greetings. This call is all about the Master, and each day, Monday through Friday, we come together to hear a word for such a time as this. This call was founded by two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, on October 25th, 2010. And we know that when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, and that mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And we know that our God is a God of order, so we know that this call is founded on Scripture, and that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call in prayer, we end this call with prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. We have an interactive website where you can go to receive all of the archived messages since the inception of the call, and also the bios of all of our speakers and any prayer directors we may be having at that time. And that address is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. There also is our theme for this year, and that is In 2020 with Supernatural Eyes of Faith, in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. If you are feeling led by the Lord to be a part of this ministry as a greeter or a psalmist, such as Minister Tiffany did, or as a host as I am doing now, if you feel led by the Lord for such a time as this, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit all of your information to our email address, which is info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net, and either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. The new morning motivational is held immediately following this call, Monday through Friday, by a group of dynamic leaders giving us vital information about the wonderful Artist Life products. That number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. Today is Testimonial Thursday,
And we are just looking forward to what's coming forward. Now, I am getting ready to get out of the way so that our mouthpiece with the message straight from the throne room this morning can come forward and bless our socks off. Our messenger today is none other than our very own Pastor Candy Wilson. There are many accomplishments and successes that could be noted about our speaker today. Her full bio includes professional, social, civic, and civic accolades. However, the thing that she feels is most important in her walk with the Lord is her walk with the Lord. She currently resides in Nashville, Tennessee, is a member of Mount Zion Full Gospel Church, and is the founder of Above the Clouds Ministry. Minister Candy says, by holding on to God's unchanging hand and faith in his word, we can all live above the storms that come in our lives. Personal experience. She knows that there have been many times when the storms, hurricanes, and tsunamis of life would have swept her away, but for holding on, but for God seeing her through. It is with my pleasure that I introduce to some and present to others Pastor Candy. Pastor Candy, are you there?
I am here. Thank you so much, Minister Kai. Oh, we will lift him up, Minister Tiffany. Thank you so much for that anointed worship this morning. It just really ushered us into the presence of the Lord. Thank you, my dear, and thank you for greeting us this morning. Double duty. You are absolutely awesome. Thank you, Prophet Kai, for introducing me and for hosting this morning. You are absolutely awesome, my dear. And Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, thank you so much for creating this platform and for giving me and all of us the opportunity to speak to God's people. Thank you so much. Both of you are wonderful, and I love you dearly. Let's pray. Father, we are gathered here this morning to glorify your name. Our hearts rejoice to know that you love us with an everlasting love and that your desire is for us to praise and worship you. So we praise you today because you alone are worthy of all the praise, the honor, the glory, and blessings. We, the TMC family, are hungry for you, God. Our spirits cry out to know you in a greater way as we seek to pray in a way that touches your heart. We separate your word from the realm of the enemy and declare that no weapon formed against it will prosper. Lord, you are high and holy. We lift you up and exalt your holy name. All of you, Lord God, and none of me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. TMC family, we have been talking about prayer for the last 3 or 4 months. I have been on this series called Prayer. And we talked about why you need to pray. We talked about when to pray. We said that there's no wrong way to pray or right way to pray, as long as we are praying from the heart, and we are not praying contrary to God's word. So now, how do you actually manifest prayer in your life? We've said this before, but prayer is not an option. Prayer is a command. In the 6th chapter of Matthew, Jesus doesn't say if you pray, he says when you pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, and so on. That is a model. It's a model. It's a blueprint. It is not the prayer. The disciples asked Jesus to teach them how to pray. Now, mind you, it's the only thing that the disciples ever asked Jesus to teach them. Everything else they learned experientially by watching him and doing as he did. That model includes components that should be included in every prayer. Have you noticed in the Old Testament, God was not ever referred to as Father? It was only after Jesus died and went to the Father on our behalf. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, and so on. So the model shows us that we are to praise him, glorify him, give thanks to him when we go before him, when we begin our prayers. So that lets us know that whatever your prayer is, it should include the tenets outlined in that model prayer. That's a blueprint to give glory to God, for us to admonish him as our Father who is in heaven. The word says, enter my gates with thanksgiving and my courts with praise. Prayer is not an event. It should be a lifestyle for saints. You see, prayer is not meant to show how deep and spiritual you are. Some people misinterpret 1 Thessalonians 5:17, which says, pray without ceasing. Perhaps some folks don't understand that scripture, and then others may be trying to demonstrate how spiritual they are, when actually, that can be a little spooky. Think about this. Have you ever seen anybody walking around all day mumbling under their breath? Loud enough for people close by to hear that something is coming out of their mouth, but not loud enough for anybody to understand what they're saying. Constantly, nonstop. Now, somebody speaks to them. Hey, how are you doing? And they respond, fine. And then they go on. Saints, that's spooky. God doesn't want you to pray like that. That's not scripture. The scripture is saying, as in, not to in. You can stop, but he is saying pray always, as long as you live, without end, pray. Now watch this. If you start out driving on a journey from Nashville headed for Los Angeles, that's a three-day trip, driving 9 to 10 hours each day. You've got to stop to take a break for toilet relief. You have to refuel. You have to get a bite to eat. You have to stop and sleep. But you don't end your trip until you get to California. Saints, we must stay the course and pray without ceasing, not end, until we reach our heavenly home. Pray without ceasing does not mean actively praying every second of every day, all day. There is not one example that is in the Bible, not even Jesus, who prayed more than anybody else in the Bible. You don't see that going on with him. We don't read anything like that in the Bible. It means we are to stay in a frame of mind where we can get a prayer through. We can always get a prayer through. When I turn on my computer, I can get on the internet at will because I am always connected. Even though I shut down and walk away to do something else, I am still connected. My connection stays alive. I can tap into it at any time I want to. While we're on this journey called life, we must pray without ceasing, pray without disconnecting from the channel that gives us power, from the channel with which we have developed a strong relationship, the channel that will hear and answer prayer. A channel where the lines are always open to us. All we have to do is open our mouths and the connection is activated. Your prayer life and how you talk to God is a reflection and a revelation about your relationship with God. As we said before, be your genuine self. Be who you are. Talk to God just as you talk to someone else. That's the one thing that I love about the TMC family, the Master's Call, and Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK. They encourage each one of us, each one that you hear come on this line each morning, they encourage us to be our own unique selves. That's how God wants us to be. If you think about our personalities on this call, we are all different from one another. Bonita is different from Cynthia, who is different from Tiffany, who is different from Willa, who is different from Ruth, who is different from Robin, who is different from Sharon, who is different from Keisha, who is different from Rosalind, who is different from Prophet Ty, who is different from Brenda, who is different from Pastor Everett, who is different from Wanda, who is different from Jackie, who is different from me, and Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa are different from each other. We are all different, but we all share the same love for God and worship Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. So it doesn't matter how prayer manifests through us. The important thing is that it does come through in our own unique way. So when you go to the Father in prayer, go to Him just as you, not trying to be somebody else or some image you think He expects you to be. Think about this. Do you talk to your father like this, or do you hear anybody these days talking to their father or mother like this? Father, how art thou today? Thee is most grateful for things thou doest for thee. Thee beseecheth you thee today for $20. What are you doing? Have you lost your mind? Who talks to parents like that today? Nobody? It's not real, folks. It's not organic. And don't let Satan trick you into thinking that you need to have that false formality. When we feel like we have to be so formal with God, it's because we are so distant from Him. When you don't know Him, you think that's what a prayer is supposed to sound like. And it's not the length of your prayer, it's the strength of your prayer that matters. Listen, I know I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again. There's a blueprint for prayer, but there is no prescription for prayer, except it has to come from the heart. And when it does, God will hear and He will answer. People of God, but how you pray, it is that you do pray. Don't be afraid to pray. Praying is having a conversation with God. You are talking to Him and you are listening to Him. Get to know Him so that you are comfortable with Him. The way to get to know Him is through His Word. Spend time in the Word. We can commune with Him anytime and anywhere. TMC family, there is no greater time to pray than now. Never has there been a greater time when the world has needed God's divine intervention in meeting its desperate needs. In the past, we have seen other nations torn apart through political unrest and upheaval and wars. But look at our country now. Look at these United States of America. Saints, we are currently facing one of the greatest threats our democracy has ever known in this country. We are literally living in the throes of economic collapse, with millions living in poverty and millions more at the point of unemployment. Our country is in a pandemic. It is plagued with systemic racial injustice and violence against innocent people. Drug addiction, suicide, pornography, and violence is running rampant in our cities. Homosexuality has been accepted as an alternate lifestyle. TV openly and boldly portrays homosexual relations. Murder is being committed more and more by children, and we face an invisible virus that is taking thousands of lives by the day. We need to pray. There are people all around us in our neighborhoods, on the job, in the market, who are bound by sickness and disease, tormented by fear, by demons. In a world population of over 6 billion, half of them are still bound in chains of darkness and have not been reached with the gospel. The key to the release of a mighty outpouring of God's Spirit is prayer. Set on fire by the Holy Spirit, we must strive, contend, fight, and wrestle in fervent, honest prayer until God begins to pour out His Spirit upon us. God is calling us back to the altar, where we will immerse ourselves in His Spirit and cry out for the souls of people in our country, in our cities, and this world. It is my prayer that God will rekindle this fiery passion of prayer for lost souls within every born-again Christian today. CMC family, we have an awesome responsibility to pray. We have an incredibly awesome responsibility. We have to pray. Back to you, Prophet Kai.
Thank you so much, Pastor Candy, for that on-time word. And I, like you, am praying that we just rekindle the fire of prayer. I will be calling you back to give us our benediction. But first, let us go to God in prayer for our prayer request. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you, thank you, thank you for this amazing and dynamic woman of God who came forward with a powerful word this morning. Lord, we ask you right now to continue to be a hedge of protection around her. Father, you know every desire of her heart, and we ask you right now to do the exceeding and the abundant, more than she could hope or ask, according to the power that worketh in her. Lord, be a hedge of protection around her family. Bless her marriage, O Heavenly Father. Give her all that she needs to be all that you've called her to be. Father, we thank you for our two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Lord, we ask a special blessing on Dr. P.K.'s health. Lord, continue to touch her body, O Heavenly Father. Continue to be all that she calls you to be. Father, we bind up sickness and disease right now in the name of Jesus. We are sending your Jehovah Rapha healing to her right now in the name of Jesus. The word says, by his stripes we are healed. So she is walking in complete and total healing in the name of Jesus. We pray a hedge of protection around Mother Josie, O Heavenly Father, as she just continues to live according to your Jeremiah 29:11 plan for her. Give Dr. Vanessa the strength that she needs to continue to just be there for her mother and her family, and just continue to serve each and every one of us each and every day as she's pulled to and fro, O Heavenly Father. Strengthen her mind, body, and spirit. Continue to give her your peace, which passes all understanding. We pray for our prayer general right now in the name of Jesus. Father, you know every need, spoken and unspoken, and we thank you that they are already met, and we are just walking into the manifestation. Lord, we ask a special blessing on the Des de Leon family and artist life, Father. Continue to order their steps according to faith, family, lifestyle, and legacy, Father. We thank you right now because we know that you have already worked it out for our good and your glory. Father, we ask right now that you continue to touch bereaved families, Father. Continue to be with Minister Roslyn's daughter and son-in-law as they have just buried a loved one, O Heavenly Father, as he has just buried his mother. Lord, give him your peace which passes all understanding. Father, comfort them. Give them your ability to walk according to your plan, even in such a time as this, even with the grief that they are feeling, Father. We ask you right now to be their peace, to be their comfort, to be their joy, to be their strength right now in the name of Jesus. Father, COVID-19 is a name and must bow down to the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just place it at your feet, knowing that you already know the end from the beginning, and we thank you right now, not because we're in the midst of the storm, but, Father, we know that you are
for bringing us through the storm of COVID-19. Lord, we ask you right now to just touch the sick and bereaved members of this family. We pray for Mother Owens and her stomach right now, oh Heavenly Father. We pray for Minister Keisha and her stomach. Lord, we just ask you right now to touch the stomachs of those who are having problems, Father, and just settle the stomach, settle the mind, settle the heart, settle the spirit, oh God, that is just causing this to rise up. So, Lord, we just want to make sure that we glorify you in all that we do. Father, we know that we know that we know that you are working it out for our good and your glory. We continue to pray for Minister Sharon right now in the name of Jesus. Father, lung issues are a name and must bow down to the name of Jesus. And we thank you that her lungs are stronger than ever, oh Heavenly Father, that you have touched her lungs and that she is walking in divine health. Father, we know that you are continuing to give us all that we need, Father, to continue to walk out the rest of 2020. And we are so grateful, Father, that we know that you have ordained and ordered our steps for such a time as this, even in the midst of the storm that is our country, oh Heavenly Father, even in the midst of the things that are going on, you are continuing to just be just and to show us exactly what is going on. Integrity and justice will reign and you will have your way, and we just submit and surrender to the process, Lord, because we know that in your process, Father, in your process is your peace. Even in the midst of the storm, in your process is your peace. And we thank you for it. We trust and believe that you have already worked it out, because your word says that it would not return unto you void. So, Father, we're sending your word. We're sending your word because we know that it will accomplish all that you have sent it to accomplish. So, Father, we want to make sure that we give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor that is due you. It is in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we say amen, amen, and amen. Again, immediately, if you want to listen to the playback of this message, you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-POUND. Immediately following this call is the New Morning Motivational Call, and that number is 4005, and the access code is 294-617-POUND. And we know that today is Testimonial Thursdays, and we are looking forward to you joining us there on that line. And again, that number is 712-770-4005, with the access code being 294-617-POUND. Every Monday through Friday, we are here for worship service starting at 4:40 a.m. Pacific time out there with our beautiful songbird, Minister Tiffany, 6:40 Central and 7:40 Eastern. Again, we are so thankful that each and every one of you have joined us here on the Master's Call. We are excited about what God is doing with the call, and we hope that you continue to join us. Again, Minister Tiffany, thank you for doing double duty this morning by just ushering us into the presence of the Lord and by greeting and seating us. And Minister Candy, Pastor Candy, thank you for that on-time word. We were just so blessed by it. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Father, God, we have heard your call to pray, and we cry out for you to release a new prayer anointing upon us. Shake us out of our complacency, God. Pour out your spirit upon us. Change us. Rekindle your spirit within us to travail for the lost. Use our prayers to break the chains of sin, injustice, sickness, and disease in our cities, in our nation, and all around the world. We present ourselves to you today to be used as anointed intercessors to fulfill your will and bring in a worldwide harvest of souls. And Father, as we leave this call, but never your presence, help us to see and hear you more clearly, follow you more nearly, and love you more dearly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. TMC family, have a blessed, prayerful, and safe day. Bye-bye.